support you against with the Bad Axe Ugly game. So I have to go first tonight. That's the rule.
That is the rule.
I'm saying Lakers by 7.
That's interesting. Okay. I'm going to say Lakers by 6.
You're taking the under.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're right on line.
I'm really looking for the North Huron Warriors to really step up their game tonight and win one for the coach that used to play on this floor. So we'll see what happens.
He should be familiar with the Lakers. Excuse me, Las Vegas even has Lakers favored. And we're right on track here, John. We should work for the big guys. 6.5 points, they're saying the line is at.
Well, this ought to be interesting, man.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see if the three-pointers start raining in for somebody. Because what's interesting is that for a season, North Huron at the three-point line is shooting 22%. And the Lakers just slightly better at 23%. From the inside the arc, you have North Huron shooting a really respectable and good 40%. If I were them, I'd be pounding that ball inside. The Lakers, 31%, which is good. Foul shots, North Huron is roughly shooting 67% from the foul line. And then you have the Lakers shooting a abysmal 54%. And I, you know, we've been discussing this for a long time, is that why is most schools in the area shooting less than 60%? And I talked to Gussie Recker, and he's the one that came up with the idea that they're just getting less gym time when the both the girls and the boys are in the same season, as opposed to when the girls played in the fall and had more practice time. Makes sense to me.
We'll see what happens. It's time for one more short break. When we return, we'll have our starting lineups and our opening tip. North Huron at Lakers on the WLEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318. 872-3318. With the late arrival of winter weather, it's hard to think about spring planting. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City reminds you now is the time to take advantage of preseason pricing for Rankin Cropland corn and soybean seed and CEDEX sugar beet seed. The lumber division is continuing its winter sale of Atticat insulation at the Kindy location, and if you're thinking about entry door upgrades, they have hundreds of ThermaTru style and glass configurations to choose from and the software to show you exactly what your new door would look like. Check it out at Farmers Cooperative Grain Company, Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. We are ready for tip-off, finding out our starting lineups for both squads. Let's start out with the visiting North Huron Warriors, coached by the Bill McClellan. Number 10, a senior, Noah Belanga. Number 12, a junior, Matt Koth. Number 14, a senior, Connor Kowalski. Number 24, a senior, Adam Pichette. Then number 44, a senior, Justin Baranski. For the Lakers, we'll start at the bottom and work our way up. Number 34, a 5'11 sophomore, Braden Smith. Number 24, Bailey Krzyzewski. He's a 5'10 junior. Number 5, Drew Scholler, 5'8 junior. Number 4, a sophomore, 5'9, Brennan Wisner. Excuse me, number 5 is actually number 1, Drew Scholler. I take that back. We've had just a few roster changes for this Lakers squad tonight. So we'll try and bear with us as we work our way through this. So Drew Scholler is number 1 For those listening in the stands, that really won't matter, though. So we have number one, Drew Scholler. Number four, Brennan Wisner. Number two, Keegan Valentine. Number 24, Bailey Krzyzewski. And number 34, Braden Smith. My stat sheet already, John, looks like a scribbled mess.
There's been a lot of changes.
A lot of changes. We'll work our way through it just like you are at home. We thank you for listening to this cold Tuesday night. Probably the first cold night we've had all winter. I take that back, last night as I was doing some work outside. That was a good time to do that, wasn't it?
It sure was.
So we have North Huron working right to left across your radio. North Lakers left to right, and it's Brennan Wisner against the much taller Adam Bichette, and Wisner gets a handle on it but goes out of bounds on the left side of your radio. North Huron ball to start this one. Still 8 minutes on the clock. Number 44 for North Huron, Justin Bransky, a big body out there doing the inbounding duties underneath his own hoop. Top of the key is number 10, Noah Pelega. Looking to inbound. Feeds it into the right wing. Number 14, Connor Kowalski, and we have a whistle, and it's already a travel. First turnover of the night goes to the credit of North Huron.
Lakers are starting off with a very aggressive man-to-man, and it sure worked for them. Pressure defenses always do.
7:50 left in the first, still scoreless. Lakers on their first offensive possession of the night. To the right wing to Krzyzewski. Dribbles once, feeds it into Wisner on the block. Spin move, crosses over to the opposite block. Pass to Braden Smith, no good. Rebound, North Huron, number 12, Matt Coat.
It was a good opportunity shot, about 14 feet, just didn't fall.
Here comes North Huron into the corner, number 12, Matt Coat. Now to Kowalski, who takes the long three, no good. Rebound, Smith, and here come the Lakers. Wisner's going down the right side of the lane, and they're going to say a foul before he goes up for the shot. Laker ball on the baseline. Foul goes against number 24 of North Huron, Adam Bichette, his first, team's first. Still scoreless, we played 42 seconds. Brennan Wisner will be inbounded against number 44, Justin Baranski. Looking to inbound, and finally feeds it into the right corner. And picks it up to Scholler, back to Wisner in the corner. Dribbles twice, pulls up for the jump shot at the left wing. This one's an air ball, out of bounds. Last touched by a white jersey North Huron ball. Connor Kowalski will be inbounding it to some token pressure from the Lakers, and they break it with ease. Matt Coth doing the dribbling. To the top of the key to Kowalski. And they try and feed it into the inside of the paint. Baranski tries his best effort to get inside of that green paint, and we have a whistle. And it will result in a turnover. And it will be back to a Lakers ball. North Huron with two turnovers on the night already. Drew Scholler dribbling up for the Lakers. He picks up his dribble about 18 to 25 feet away from the hoop. Brennan Wisner on the spin around the block. Over to the right wing to Keegan Valentine for the long two. They're actually going to, that rims in and out. No good. Rebound, North Huron. Baranski dribbling up for North Huron. And the right wing going against Wisner. Back up to Kowalski, dribbles to his left with his left hand gingerly. To the left wing to Pelega. Back over top of the key for the three. And Matt Coth hits it for three, and we have our first points of the night. It's 3-0, North Huron leads. 6:15 left in the first quarter.
Both teams are packing the defenses way in, and we're going to see a lot of three-point shots we're going to do, I think.
Wisner gets it inside, and he misses the wide-open layup. Little pressure from behind from Pelega, who wraps in the rebound. And here come the Warriors at the right elbow, and we have a skidding halt on the knees, and this is going to be called a travel. Disco night early and often thus far in Lakers. Third turnover for North Huron.
I think Wisner is the only one that can go ahead and snake himself into the paint today. It's going to be difficult.
We've played over 2 minutes, just 3 points off of one basket from North Huron. The Warriors with the lead. Drew Scholler gets the nice pass from Wisner underneath, and he gets in for 2 points. It's 3-2. North Huron hanging on by one.
That was a nice backdoor cut by Drew Scholler. Wisner caught him and got him the pass. Really nice pass. Nice, easy layup.
Baranski tries to feed it inside to Coth, and he gets fouled by a white jersey by Drew Scholler. His first and Lakers' first will be North Huron ball underneath the hoop. Baranski inbounding. to the right wing to Kowalski. Feeds it into the block, and we have a loose ball finally picked up at the high post by Adam Pichette. Feeds it down to Kowalski, and he's in for 2 points.